At the end of that cross hall, on the right-hand side, is the kitchen. And it has a porch around it, a well, and a wash basin on the edge of the porch. That's a detached kitchen. I've also seen it where it's further off from the house than just that 12 feet, say about 20, 20 feet, but it's usually connected by a porch.
Do you have any idea why that was done?
One reason, and then sometimes, well, although not in these cases, the kitchen was in a separate building from the house. I know that it's been said that that was done, although I haven't seen any of those at home, that was for safety purposes. Why the kitchen was separated from the house, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I've heard that a bit about for safety purposes and possibly, you know, the heat in the summertime, something like that.
Well, it's real cool because these old dog trot houses.
Dog trot house. Have you any other distinctive styles of houses like that that come to mind immediately? I had in mind a type of house, the rooms being arranged in such a manner that if you opened the doors to each one of them, you'd be able to see straight through out the back of the house like that. Have you ever seen anything like that? Or what about a shotgun house? Have you heard of that?
No.
Haven't heard of a shotgun house. Well, talk about the kitchen. Have you ever heard of having maybe a room right off from the kitchen in which a woman would keep extra dishes or
pantry?
Call that a pantry.
Yeah.
You ever heard that called anything besides that?
I've heard of a room off from the kitchen referred to as a keeping room.
Keeping room.
But I'm not sure if it had dishes and things like that in it.
Have you any idea at all of what might have...
I think you probably put... I think they obviously kept something in it. but as far as if it was, say, canned food that they had put up over the summer, whether it was that or if, say, when they got through with, like, lunch and leftover food that they were keeping for supper, whether they had put it in there, I don't know.
I want to ask you about a particular expression. Say, you know, when a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around the house and kind of maybe she might pick up something here or straighten something here or, you know, dust a little something there. What would you say she's doing?
She's tidying up.
Tidying up. You ever heard anything else? Anybody use anything else besides
picking up, straightening up?
Cleaning the house.
Yeah, cleaning the house.
All the same thing.
Well, cleaning the house is usually involves a lot more work than just straightening up. Usually straightening up that you just will like shift some papers here, pick up, straighten up. Cleaning the house is you get out the vacuum cleaner, the broom, you mop, you vacuum, you sweep, you dust.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned using the broom. Have you ever seen something like a broom, but not with the wooden handle?
A brush broom?
Oh, what's that?
Okay, well, a brush broom, what it is, it's a handmade broom, and they grow broom straw, or broom sage, grows at home. And you can take these straws. There's a woman down there in her 80s who still makes these.
Where is it?
In Osceola, out in the county. And you cut them. And so that you've got a good broom, it's like nothing you buy in the grocery stores, it's what we call broom straw. And you get them all together about, say about